Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're recording live from Mobile World Congress, and I've got Eran Bello, VP of Products and Marketing from ASOX with me. Welcome, Eran.
Hello, Allison. Nice to meet you.
So it's day one of Mobile World Congress, and you've survived the day to get here into the Chip Chat booth. Why don't we start with a brief description of ASOX and your role at the company?
ASOX is a startup company based in Israel. We are working on a virtual base station solution, and I'm leading the products and marketing at the company, a vice president of products and marketing.
So virtual base stations have been something that have been talked about quite a bit lately. Can you describe what that is and what role it plays in the broader framework of Cloud RAN?
Virtual base stations started at first when China Mobile, together with Intel and ASOX as well, started a project that showed the value of cloudification of the mobile base station. The technology talk about the need to get a full virtualization of the mobile base station from ground up, all layers, all functions, to realize the maximum benefits on virtualizing it. What a virtual base station is really a software-based implementation of a mobile base station that enable virtual RAN, virtual radio access networks.
Now, when you look at virtual RAN, what is the primary benefit versus the traditional technologies used today?
The first one I would mention, of course, is cost.
Mm-hmm.
There is significant cost saving in moving from proprietary gear to a cloud-based architecture and virtual using virtualization. It's been proven in the enterprise space for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And now that the cloud technologies and server technologies realized to mega scale, we can leverage these elements to migrate also base stations into a COTS technology, Intel architecture, IA-based. So another aspect is the agility and flexibility in virtualizing the mobile base station in terms of breaking the traditional proprietary base station into different components and that give you the flexibility to deploy them on a different scale and size, different technologies, you know, from 2G, 3G, 4G, and looking forward to 5G, future-proofing your investments and getting the agility to deploy other functions alongside the virtual base station.
Mm-hmm.
Another benefits would be spectrum efficiency. There's major challenges today in highly dense urban areas, concentrated areas, and in building related to spectrum efficiency. It was proven that in order to improve the spectrum efficiency, you need to be in a platform that enables you to synchronize data in real time coming from any antenna and any other antenna. Once you go cloud, once you virtualize all these base station in virtual machines, you can leverage the data center fabric that is an inherent architecture to synchronize all this data and improve spectrum of up to 40%. These are things that are literally cannot be done on a fixed base stations.
So where are we in terms of delivering virtual base stations in actual deployments, and where do you think the initial markets will take hold for them?
When you look on how Cloud RAN started, is with a vision to cover huge cities in a 20 kilometer and up of
right.
radius and leaving all these RRUs out there and bringing them with fiber to a mega data centers that can process all the different signals and base station configuration and so on. And we think that this is a great idea and vision. In terms of the scale, we believe that it will be easier to start in an island in the metro and in the in-building. When you look on islands of the highly dense urban areas, whether in the outdoor like Rockefeller Center in New York, for example, or in the in-building like in stadiums and airports and conference centers like here, these are environments where if you look into the basement, there is cloud environment already waiting for Cloud RAN and virtual base stations to happen and come and change the environment. So instead of fixed base stations that doesn't have this fabric and the ability to synchronize any data with any data by nature and improve spectrum, use COTS, the ability to build NFV clouds, to expand NFV from few hundreds of core sites to few hundreds of thousands of edge sites. Virtual base station is the single application probably that is a silo at first, but have the scale to justify NFV on its own. Virtual base station can help the server providers, cloud providers, as well as the in-building and metro network providers to build hundreds of thousands of NFV clouds at the edge.
It's a really interesting use case because if you think about it, that is an area where we as users encounter a lot of challenges in terms of bandwidth. And we also know that a lot of those environments are getting much more sophisticated with rich content, such as stadiums or urban experiences where folks are trying to connect with each other while they're enjoying a face-to-face engagement. What kind of improvements in a world of virtual base station deployment could the actual user see in terms of performance and capability?
Many, actually, on the quality of experience. Once you centralize, we mentioned the spectrum efficiency and reduction of interference. If we look on the in-building, today the leading solution from coverage point of view is DAS, distributed antenna system. Today what is happening actually is the DAS headend, the device that's responsible to distribute the radio, cannot really do that because it gets 0 dBm, like RF signal from the base station, instead of digital, so you can create and virtualize different base station and different antenna configuration to get better user experience and quality of experience. So the spectrum is one aspect that translates into user experience. The other one is once you build the base station in a virtual environment, in a cloud environment, you just open the door for a whole lot of additional services that can be virtualized at the edge right next to the base station. If you look on the mobile edge computing, the MAC that Intel is leading into, you know, the vision to move applications, core applications, light EPCs, security application, opening VPN tunnels and so on at the edge, the virtual base station opened the door for them to coexist as other VNFs on the same NFV infrastructure.
What differentiates your platforms and makes them unique?
I believe that ASOX is the first company that truly aims to bring a complete virtual base station solution from ground up, from layer one to the management. In the ASOX solution, the modem, the PHY, layer one of the base station is fully virtualized on Intel architecture on COTS x86. It's running as a software. It's leveraged NFV hardware acceleration topology. So that's enabled also to support virtual layer two, which is more the scheduler and the MAC. These are real-time low latency elements that are also connected to the layer three, the OEM and the SON and so on. The ability to virtualize all these components, create IP interfaces between them, and break the base station into a fully virtualized NFVC, NFV VNF components, is something that is unique to ASOX. The second thing is ASOX really taking the open platform and partnership approach. So you see for the first time ever a really multi-vendor-based base station solution that ASOC is putting together and will deliver this solution.
You're also a member of the Intel Network Builders Program. Can you comment on the value that that's brought to your company?
Sure. So first, it gives us access to a lot of technology information relevant to the way we implemented the virtual base station. It enables us to find the network builders in a one spot, all the different ecosystem partners that we have around us, like the different virtual EPC, for example, some partnership discussions we are having in this space, and up to the visibility we need from carrier perspective that are looking at the network builders portfolio of different solutions. And I think we represent a very unique solution for and use case in the terms of NFV use case number 6, right? Virtual base station.
Well, Ron, I learned a lot in the interview today. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us on Chip Chat.
Thank you so much again.